Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this week, early start, a lot scheduled today. And so if you're catching this live early, welcome. If you're catching it later at a more reasonable time, welcome to you as well. This is September 11th, and a lot happening, not just today, but a lot of history. And I pause and remember the lives lost on 9/11 so many years ago now. And one of my greatest memories is standing on top of World Trade Center not that long before, and just viewing the city from such a vantage point. And having been on top of one of those towers, it just made it even more real as to the devastation. This week we're going to be talking about enough and things that God says we ought to have enough of if we have Him. And some of the things that, well, become a problem if we don't exhibit those characteristics enough. And so today we're going to talk about having enough trust and a little bit about what happens when we don't. Because our verse for today is kind of a negative example of some people who did not have enough trust. And the consequences of that. Numbers chapter 20, verse 12 says, "But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." Moses and Aaron, as leaders of God's people coming out of Egypt, saw some great and mighty things, miracles performed by God, were a part of those miracles, and yet they were a lot like us. It's easy to look at them from our vantage point and think they had it made. They had visible proof of God with them. And yet they still succumb to the frustrations of the people and the complaints that were lodged against God and against them. And it seemed to get under their skin from time to time, and their response, well, would be a lot like our response. You know how it is. You go through life and your day isn't what you expected it to be, and people begin to get under your skin, and before you know it, you're at home lashing out at your family who had absolutely nothing to do with your bad day. And God comes along and tells Moses and Aaron, because they did not trust enough to honor God as holy. Aaron had gotten mad. Mad at the people, perhaps even mad at God, mad at circumstances. And instead of obeying God, he struck out in a manner that, well, I believe displayed his anger. And in a big way, misrepresented God in front of the people, disrespected God in front of the people. Aaron had done a similar thing when Moses was up on the mountain and God was giving the Ten Commandments. Aaron's down there leading a rebellion and then claiming to have no part in it. Because he was afraid of the people, because the people were stirred up. And before we come down too harshly on Moses and Aaron, it's important that we consider how often we get stirred up by the emotions of the people around us. And even when we know better, we choose a course of action that doesn't honor God like it should. And God gets to the heart of it when he says the problem was not their actions as much as it was a lack of trust which led to their actions. And so we pursue God and we grow in our trust. And God says we ought to have enough trust that we honor him. We honor him in private, and that's, for many, probably an easy thing to do. But we honor him in public. We honor him among our co-workers, among our fellow students, among our family members, among our neighbors. And when we begin to take on the attitude of the world and we begin to blame God for things that, well, aren't his responsibility perhaps as much as they are ours, we don't trust him enough. When we whine and complain and criticize, we show a lack of trust that God will work our current circumstances out for good, that he'll accomplish something good out of them. When I think of enough trust, I think of Job, a man who continually suffered because of this ego trip Satan was on of wanting to prove that people only loved God because he was good to them. And throughout his entire ordeal, Job trusts God and realizes that what God does is right. Even when we suffer, even when we have loss. And Job's response that should he receive good from God and not accept the bad? You see, it's an accurate evaluation of our own life that helps us to realize that any good that we receive from God, which is actually poured out in abundance, is more than we deserve. And we trust God with the long-term picture. And that becomes difficult when we live in this world that is so focused on the immediate satisfaction of everything we desire and want. So God calls us to live with enough trust, so that the people around us see him being honored. And I believe that is never more evident than when we're going through difficulties and hard times. Even Job's wife reached the point of telling him to just curse God and die. She could see that his trust was so complete that he was willing to suffer in the midst of it. And that becomes difficult. When we're doing the suffering, it becomes even more difficult when the ones we love are suffering. It's the scene of Mary and Martha weeping after Lazarus has died and knowing that Jesus could have done something. They believed, but only to a level that brought them disappointment. they were in the process of growing in trust. But they did not have enough to trust that the death of Lazarus would work out anyway for something good. And so we live life and we grow. And hopefully and prayerfully, our trust in God is greater next week than it is this week. Oh, it'll bounce up and down from time to time. And so from day to day, it would be great to see an increase in that trust. But sometimes we have to look at a little longer progress. And then we ask ourselves every day, do I trust enough to honor God? As I grow in trust and I question the things around me, do I trust enough to honor God today, in public and in private? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need, and enough awareness to be able to trust you. If we simply stop long enough to pay attention to your presence, your goodness, your love, your mercy, your correction. And Father, when we begin to look back on our life and see how you have worked in mighty ways, I know, Father, we get distracted just as Moses and Aaron did. They had seen you work in mighty ways, and yet the grumbling of the people got to them, and their trust wavered. And so, God, help us today to not allow the grumbling of others to get to us, to diminish our trust, but rather that our trust would be enough to honor you. Honor you to the point where it perhaps alleviates some of that grumbling, where it overcomes that. Not only the effect it has on us, but the effect it has on those grumbling. Father, as we live life, as we interact with the people that we may cross paths with today, wherever that happens to be, may our life reflect enough trust that we're not ashamed to represent you. We're not ashamed to live in a way that pleases you and honors you. Father, as we live with that trust and we consider the evil that exists in this world, we think on this day in particular, the events of 9/11, 22 years ago, and those who lost loved ones, and continue to grow even as they grieve. Father, this day of remembrance, may it be a comfort. But may we not simply remember those that were lost, but may we remember the sense of unity as people cried out to you. And may we reclaim that unity because we reclaim a crying out to you. And may you help us as a nation to come to a sense of repentance, a return to what is good and right in the way that we practice justice and show mercy and walk humbly with you. And Father, today as we seek you wholeheartedly, may we live in such a way that our trust is enough to honor you, to lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday, devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.